Time to get the dirt on all of Hollywood.
It's the Hollywood Report with Rosie LaDue.
Rapper DMX was arrested in South Carolina last night, but claims that he was set up. According to X, the car he was riding in was pulled over for making an illegal U-turn. During the stop, police said they found marijuana in the car. They also ran his name and found that he had a warrant stemming from a previous driving without a license case. X now claims the driver did nothing wrong and should have never been pulled over. He also said that 5 squad cars were unnecessary. In related news, he suffered a slight asthma attack and paramedics responded to the scene to treat him. However, he's doing fine now. A judge has denied rapper Gucci Mane's courthouse request to have community service in a case of assault. Gucci was arrested earlier this year for allegedly striking a fan in the head with a bottle at an Atlanta nightclub. A Fulton County judge denied the rapper's request and said a trial date will be set. A former intern is suing Sean Diddy Combs, claiming Bad Boy Entertainment used her like a regular employee but paid her nothing. Rashida Salim filed suit against Bad Boy and Universal Music Group for violating minimum wage laws. She said that she was taken advantage of by bosses who had her answering phones, fetching coffee, booking trips for Diddy, and preparing expense reports. While fellow unpaid interns only did things such as decorate offices or rap presence during the holidays. Michael Jackson's brother Randy has called for his late brother's daughter Paris to be released from psychiatric care, fearing the teen has been held by doctors way too long. She was hospitalized June 5th after allegedly attempting suicide. Jackson said in a statement, "Psychiatric hospitals often make you feel as though you're psychotic when you're not, sometimes making matters worse." Aretha Franklin is asking fans to keep her in their prayers. She's been battling health issues over the last few months, but declined to disclose the exact nature of her problems. She recently canceled a number of shows, insisting she wanted to fully complete her treatment before heading back on stage. Speaking of canceling shows, Chris Brown has backed out of 4 Canadian concerts that were supposed to happen at the end of this month and September as part of the Energy Summer Rush series. The organizers said after ongoing conversations with Brown, in light of recent personal and health-related issues, a decision has been made to cancel all of the scheduled performances. In related news, Brown was ordered to do 1,000 hours of community labor, and his probation was reinstated, stemming from his previous run-ins with the law. His next court date is set for November 20th.